So Rav Ossi, we started the sugi yesterday of Akira Tzorech Hanocha, correct? And this was a reconciliation in the Gemara between what we saw as a stira between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Avin, because Rabbi Chisda was the one who said that Gonev Chelbo Shel Chavero V'Ochlo Hu Chayev Shekvar Nischayev B'Gnei Mekon Shebol Lidei Yisur Chelev, whereas Rabbi Ovin, in the case of Zorek Chetz Mitchilas Arba Tzof Arba V'Kor Shemayim Shel Chavero, he said that we apply the principle of Kinlev D'Rab Minei because of Akiru L'Tzorech Hanoch. And the Gemara tried to offer two alternative possibilities as to why Akira Tzorech Hanocha would not operate in the case of Gonev Chelbo Shel Chavero. Let's just quickly review this, because Sammy, you weren't here yesterday, so I just want to fill you in. The first answer was that in the case of Akira Tzorech Hanocha, the Gemara says there's no such thing as Hanocha without Akira. Masha'en came in the case of Achilas Chelev, he could have bent down and eaten the chelev without lifting it up. And then we're going to have a discussion about hachnasa l'toch piv. That's our discussion for today. And the second answer to the Gemara was that Akira Tzorech Hanocha only works because he cannot retract it, right? It's non-retractable. In the Gemara's language, it says that... where is the Gemara? Just 1 second... Gemara says that right, that in the case of Hagbah Litzorech Achila, that's called Iboila Dure, but in the case of Zrika, it's called Lomotzi Lamadule. That means that once he shoots out the arrow, he cannot retract. Okay, so that's the Gemara itself, and now we get to the Rishonim. What we're trying to plot out today, if we can, is three different Rishonim, and that includes the Ra'ah, the Rashbah, and Tosfos. In that specific order. So if you have page Kuf Pei, we begin with the Ra'ah. Just 1 second. I said Kuf Pei, but I meant to say Kuf Tzadi. My apologies for that. Kuf Tzadi. We have Kuf Tzadi? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just make sure we have the right page.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Kuf Tzadi. Sorry. Kuf. We're not. The truth is, we're not finished with Kuf Pei Aleph yet. But we took a little bit of a break, so to speak, from Nefashos and Zeh Mamon was there, and we're talking about Akira L'Tzorech Hanocha. All right. So we're on page Kuf Tzadi, and we're starting with the Ra'ah, which is the entire page here, Os Reish Chaf Gimel. And he says, V'kosav HaRa'ah, which is the third paragraph on the right column, that when the Gemara says, now, in this paragraph, V'kosav HaRa'ah, he basically reiterates the Ra'ah, but he summarizes it more conceptually in the paragraph at the end of this page, which is called Mavur Midvara. So let's just go through the regiment here, so to speak. You know, the words of the Ra'ah. He says the following, that what Akira L'Tzorech Hanocha means, and again, the Gemara offers these two formulations, whether it's Yefshar below Akira, right, there's no Anoch below Akira, or whether it's Lo Motzi Ladure once he sends out the Chetz. On a conceptual level, what it means is Kfar Hischil L'Hischayev B'Nafsho, that with the Akira, he already has begun a process of being mischayev benafsho,
even though it's yachol ladure.
No. He's talking about the case of lo motzi ladure. In other words, lo motzi ladure is a code phrase for a conceptual idea.
Yeah, but at the point when he takes it in, it's matzil ha'aduri. It only becomes lo matzil ha'aduri further down.
Well, I thought we're saying that as soon as he shoots the arrow, it's lo matzil ha'aduri.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he's saying that when the Gemara says the moment he shoots the arrow, it's lo matzil ha'aduri, what the Gemara really means to say is not what you think it means to say. And we're going to sort of give it a more conceptual that might have different applications, and that's called kfar hiskil ischayev.
But that's after it leaves the bow.
Correct. The moment that it shoots out and it's lo matzil ha'aduri, at that second it's in flight, it's considered hiskil ischayev. That's the Ra'oz language. Hiskil ischayev benafsho. Again, as we pointed out yesterday, I think, Yosef, were you making this point? It's going to have to eventually land in such a way that he's chayav. That's for sure. But what is the tchilas achiyuv? That's called mishas akira.
So it sounds like that this time frame between the akira and acha, all that time, any time he's chayav with mamon, any time in that time frame, it's called the same.
Kibbutz Rabbi, right? Because why? Because there's a tchilas achiyuv and a sof achiyuv without any interruption. The Tchilas Achiyuv is the Akira, and the Sof Achiyuv is the Hanoch.
The Akira was before that he actually shot the arrow. The Akira is from the time when he picks up the arrow from where he picks it.
Not really. I'll tell you why. We're going to have a sugya later on that if he stops at some point, then his Akira is gone.
But if he doesn't stop, then that is the Haskalah.
I think the very moment he puts it, on the string of the arrow, right. The string of the bow, at that moment, that's called a hanocha, so to speak.
Meaning, right, and meaning that even though then, at that point, it is possible to stop it, but since he hasn't stopped it, it is part of the process.
But the mamonos didn't happen yet, so it doesn't matter. When he shoots it, it's a new akira.
Is that a new akira?
Right. Our akira, for our purposes, starts the very moment that the arrow shoots out into the air. That's the akira. Once it shoots out, he's lo matzil ha'aduri.
But the moment of akira is when
it lands 4 hours later in Rosh Hashanah. So any chiv moment that he incurs during that period of time, let's call it. I don't know how long does it take an arrow to land. Let's call it 30 seconds.
Whatever.
If it's a far shoot.
Okay.
So any chiyuv mamon that he incurs during that 30-second period, we apply the principle of kimleib the rami.
But not before it leaves the bow.
Right. Again, you have to know when is the tchilas achiyuv. The main thrust of the ra'ah, and we're going to see the Rashba is going to disagree, and then we're going to have Tosus's disagreement. But the ra'ah is tchilas achiyuv. Those are the two key words, and the akira is called the tchilas achiyuv. You can call it tchilas achiyuv because it's lo matzil ha'aduri. You can call it tchilas achiyuv because it's impossible to have anocha without akira. But whatever different formulations the Gemara is going to come up with, they all come down to the same. They all land at the same point 4 hours later, and that is tchilas achiyuv. So he says the following: if the akira is the tchilas achiyuv, then he's already called Mischayev Benafsho from the time of the Tchilas Achiyuv. Again, assuming that eventually he will be Chayev. And to illustrate this, the Ra'ah, by analogy, equates it with the case of a Melecha Shabbos that requires a Shiur. And even though he hasn't yet, at this particular moment, completed the Shiur, but once he starts the Melecha, and he's in the middle of completing the melacha, that's called tchilas achiyuv. We would not say that he's only chayv at the moment that he finishes the shir, and the entire chiyuv is condensed into that split second, but rather the beginning of the melacha, let's say he starts his ktsiro or whatever the melacha might be, that itself is part of the tchilas achiyuv. You need a shir in order to complete that chiyuv, but the tchilas achiyuv starts when he begins his ktsiro. And he says that even though you might argue that if he rips, let's say, Shirayim Shachaver before he finishes the Shir of Ktsira in that case, you might argue, well, he's not Chayav yet because he hasn't yet completed the Shir. He's not already Chayav Benafsho. But nevertheless, he is involved in the Tchilas Achiyuv, right, even before he finishes the Shir. So if in the interim between the Tchilas Achiyuv and the Sof Achiyuv he incurs a Chiyuv Mom and he destroys someone's property, then we would apply the principle of Kim Leib the Rabbi. And listen to the language of the Ra'ah. He says, Ain Sofe, ki kol moment shemeschayev mitchilas Ashir ad Sof Ashir, hu nidon ki meschayev benafsho, u potem in a tashlumen. So the concept of meschayev benafsho, for purposes of Kim Leib the Rabbi, according to the Ra'ah, is a process. Do you hear that? It's not a moment in time, but rather it's a process. That's called Kishab Mischayev Benafsho. He's involved in being Mischayev Benafsho.
Once that's true,
the Afapisha Ein Chiyuvo Ad Gmar Hashir. And therefore, anything during this period of being Mischayev Benafsho is covered under this, call it, umbrella of Kim Leib and the Rami. That's the first part of the Ra'ah. We're about halfway through the Ra'ah. And therefore, the Ra'ah says that in the case of Gonev Kis B'Shavis, it's Efshal Lazeh B'lo Zeh, which means the following, that it could be possible that he could incur a Chiyuv for Meleches Hotzah even without Agbah. He didn't have to, we'll get to the case of Gorer V'Yotzeh, but before we get to that case, just hear the Ra'ah's theory. He says the following, that even if you had a case where you could find a different way of being chayev for that malacha, you didn't need pu'ula x, we'll call it hagbah in this case. For example, you could be gorer al gabi karka, but nevertheless, the hagbah itself is part of the machayev. It's the tchilas achiyuv. And therefore, he says that you would be potter from stealing something, in other words, you don't have to pay back, in the case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, and he lifts up the kiss, if lifting up that wallet was the Hagbah, which terminated in a Hotzah, then that's called Tchilas Achiyuv. Again, the Ra'ah is going to have to face the music. The Gemara says that Hagbah in the case of Achilas Chelev is not going to patter him up from Kim Leib Ramine, right? That's what I said, because it's not necessary. He could have leaned over and he could have eaten it without picking it up. So the moment he picks it up, he's chayev for Gneva, and we're not going to chayev for Chelev. I'm sorry. The moment he picks it up, he's chayev for Gneva, and we're not going to say, well, he's already involved in a malacha, right? In this case, an achilas chelev. That's not the tchilas achiyuv. So when the Gemara says about lifting up the chelev, that's not tchilas achiyuv. That he could have avoided lifting up the whatchamacallit, the chelev, by bending down and eating it from the ground. The Gemara is trying to tell us that it's not tchilas achiyuv. There may be other cases, says the Ra'ah, where although you could have done the malacha in a different way, and you could have avoided that action, nevertheless, that action is going to trigger off Kim Leib the Rab Minei, because it's a Tchilas Achiyuv. What's the example that he gives? A person who's Gonev Kis Shel Chaver B'Shabbos, and how does he achieve his Geneva? By taking it out of one Rishus and bringing it into another, from, let's say, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And at that moment, he's Mischayev Benafsho. So the Ra'ah asks himself, what do you mean he's Mischayev Benafsho? He didn't have to lift up the kiss. He didn't have to steal that wallet by lifting it up. He could have easily dragged it on the ground. And he would have achieved a violation of Meleches Hotzah even without lifting up the kiss. Says the Ra'ah, it's irrelevant. Even though he could have found another way of of removing the kiss from one rishus and putting it down in another rishus, nevertheless, that lifting it up is still considered what? Tchilas achiyuv. That's the akira. And that's what the Gemara means by akira l'tzorach hanocha. So the akira l'tzorach hanocha is more conceptual than what we see in the Gemara. When we see in the Gemara the akira l'tzorach hanocha, we think it means that either he must do the akira in order to achieve the hanocha, or it's irretractable after he did the zrika. No. That's not what the Gemara means. These are just ways of expressing the idea that the akira is part of the chiyuv. Lu Yitzur, says the Ra'ah, you would find a Tchilas Achiyuv that would not fit into this description, meaning it would be Matzilat Dure, or it would be Efshar Beloze, like he could bend down, you know, like that case, it would still be subject to Kimle B'Ramine. Why? Because it's Tchilas Achiyuv. Do you see the way that the...
Theoretically.
Yeah. Do you see the way that the... that the Ra'ah is taking the Gemara in a certain sense out of its simple, straightforward translation? Meaning, when you translate this Gemara, you think that Akira Tzorch Hanocha could only apply in Kimlev Ramine in one of two scenarios. Either in a case where there was no other way he could have achieved his Chiyuv Misa, or if there's already a process that's irretractable. Comes along the Ra'ah and he says, no, that's not what the Gemara has in mind. You don't have to be more, you have to offer literary license and be very liberal about what the Gemara means in Pshuto Shel Dvarim, instead of translating it, and come up with a broader understanding of what the Gemara is trying to say. The two descriptions of Hagbah in the case of Chelev are descriptions that really say the same thing, namely that Hagbah and Chelev is not the Tchilas Achiyuv. That's really what says in the Gemara, according to the Ra'ah. You have to rewrite the text of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that Hagbah does not lend itself to Kimlei B'Ramine because it's not the Tchilas Achiyuv. The Gemara illustrates that by saying you didn't have to do it, or it was retractable, you could have changed your mind. But that's not the point. The point is that it's not the Tchilas Achiyuv. Says the Ra'ah, if I can come up with a case that it's a Tchilas Achiyuv, in other words, a kind of a Tchilas Achiyuv which could be retractable, or which would not be absolutely necessary, we would still apply Kimlev D'Rami. Why? Because it's Tchilas Achiyuv. And that's going to be the case of Gonev Kis B'Shabbos, where if he's chayav for Gneva at the time that he lifts up the wallet, then if that act of lifting up the wallet is Akira, and then he takes it out and he puts it in a Rishus HaRabim, let's say, so at that point he's chayav for two things. He's chayav for Gneva and he's chayav for Hotzah. Then any Chiyuv Mama that would be incurred, let's say, for example, right, let me clarify that point. What I mean to say is that it could very well be that, let me just work this out, when he lifts up the wallet, just give me a second here, when he lifts up the wallet, yeah, let's assume, again, this is a sugya in Hilchus Gneiva that we have to analyze, that he's chayav as a ganav of the very moment that he lifts up the wallet, even though he hasn't taken it out of the reshus of the nignav. In other words, he can decide that he wants to hide it somewhere, whatever he decides, but in any event, he's lifted it up in the reshus of the nignav for the purpose of stealing it. Let's assume, again, because you have to know more about Gneiva for that, that he's already chayv in Gneva. Why? Because he makes a Kenyan Gneva by lifting it up for the purpose of stealing it. Would Kimlev D'Rabine apply when the chiyuv of Misa for Melechus Hotzah would not be clinched until such time as he takes it out of the Rishus of the Nignav and lifts it and drops it off in the Rishus in the Rishus of Rabin? Would Kimlev D'Rabine apply? So you and I might say, well, wait a minute. He can retract his hotzah by deciding that he's not going to take it out to Rishus HaRabim. Or he may find other ways of taking it out of Rishus HaRabim, which is called Gorer V'yotze. But the answer is that's irrelevant. Why? Because in this case of hotzah, how did he implement his Akira? By picking it up. That's already in Akira's Chefetz. So at that moment, we can define it as Tchilas Achiyuv, even though he might change his mind, even though he could have done this and achieved this Hotzah in a different sort of way, but it doesn't matter. It's Akira. And if it's Akira that leads to Hotzah, that Akira is called the Tchilas Achiyuv. Do you see where he's taking the the pshuto shel mikra, so to speak, of this sugya, and he's putting it on the back burners.
So that even if he thinks, what if he doesn't, at times just has no intention of taking it outside with Osa?
Well, then he's not even. Then he's not chai because of the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Let's just mention, I don't want to get off on a tangent because Rabbi Yochanan is a sugya unto itself. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamafanach hafotzim, mizavis lizavis, and he had no intention of taking it out to Rishon Rabbim when he picked it up. V'nimlach, all of a sudden he decides to cross over the boundaries and put it down in Rishon Rabbim, his potter. Shalohoisa Akira Mishar Rishonalika. So our case of Gonev Kispashavis, the Hotzio, is a case where he had intention when he picked up the kiss to take it outside and put it down in Rishon Rabbim.
Even if he doesn't complete it.
He has to complete it in order to be Chayav Misa. Otherwise the Kimlei Ramine is irrelevant.
Chayav Misa, but even then he already has the p'tur of
Kimlev Derabim. Only if he's Chayav Misa. If he's not Chayav Misa, there's no p'tur of Kimlev Derabim.
If he was Chayav Misa at that time, he would have been Chayav Misa if he had gone through with it. If he had gone through,
doesn't matter. That's not enough. It's not theoretical. It has to be actual.
I thought you were saying
right. It has to be actual. You know, it's got to be Imiya Son Lo Yeyodich. You know. He says, "I will bachilas chelev, our emes ain as cholz chiyuva klal ad shas blia." Now you might ask the following question: why is it that in the case of Rav Chisda, when he steals the chelev, we're going to say, "Well, he could have decided not to eat the chelev, or he could retract his"? Why is that relevant? Why not say that as soon as he lifts up the chelev, then he's already involved in the tchilas achiyuv. Says the Ra'ot, no. When is the tchilas achiyuv? The tchilas achiyuv, achilas chelev, is not when he lifts up the chelev, but rather when he begins to swallow the chelev. It means that it's possible, again, and that's the previous sugya on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that you can take blia and you could cut it down into its finer segments, and there may be a tchilas blia and there may be a sof blia, and that's going to be matzila duri, lo matzila duri, etc., etc. But that's blia, and blia is a tchilas chiyuv. That's a tchilas chiyuv. So again, it might be that he's not chayv until he swallows it, and it goes down into his belly. That's quite possible. But nevertheless, we're going to apply Kimlei and Ramine even at the Tchilas Blia, because there's an overriding concept called Blia. So there may be a shear, so to speak, in Blia, like we said in Meleches Ktzira. But as soon as he begins his Blia, he is involved in the Tchilas Achiyu. And therefore we would apply Kimlei and Ramine. But if you talk about the moment that he lifts up the chelev in order to put the chelev in his mouth, that's his intention, that's not considered the tchilas achiyuv. Why? Because al pidin, that's not called tchilas achiyuv. Another zakir is called that tchilas achiyuv in Meleches Shabbos, and therefore in the case where he was magbia the kiss and his intention was to put it out in Rishus HaRabim, he's done the akira, and that's already the tchilas achiyuv. But in the case of Achilas Chelev, the Achilas Chelev should be identified as Blia. So when he picks up the Chelev, even though he's prepared to eat it, that's not called Achilas Achiyuv. And that's what he says, Eino kein bidin. V'chazu lomar, sheze eino. She ein agbal l'tzorach achilu, kem the efshe belochein, di boi gochin v'yochil. V'yadayin yech lomo mimenu b'agbal, shu efshe belochein, Aval ilu gachin viachil potur afal bishain amitas achiyuv el mishas blia. Wow, listen to this. The Ra'ah wants to suggest that in the case of gachin viachil, we would apply the principle of kimle b'derabimine if at the moment that he was gachin viachil, he would rip someone's shirayim. And he says the following, so even in the case of Gachin V'Achil, in order to achieve Achilu, which is Blia, he needs Achnosa B'Piv. That's enough to make it considered Atchilas Achiyuv. So Rabosai, we now have two definitions in the Ra'ah of Tchila Sachiv. We have Tchila Sachiv in the case of Akira. There the Tchila Sachiv means that the Akira is part and parcel of the Meleches Hotzah. And now we have a new type of Akira. A new type of Akira Litzorech Hanocha. And that's called Tchila Sachiv in a different sense. And that's Tchila Sachiv because it's impossible without it. And that's going to be the case of Achnosel Piv of Gachin V'Yachil, that if he would incur a Chiv Mamon at the time of Achnosel Piv, then since he has no other way of achieving his goal of Achilas Chelev without Achnosel Piv, that's called Tchilas Achiv. Are you with me, Rabosa? So there's a Tchilas Achiv Al Pidin, because the din is that Akira is considered Tchila Sachiv, and then there's another Tchila Sachiv, which is Al Pi Metzius, because there's no way he can achieve his Chiyuv without first doing X. Now, if you ask me about Hagbah, the answer is he could have achieved the Achilas Chela without Hagbah. How? With Gochim V'Ochil. But if you ask me whether or not putting it into his mouth is considered Tchila Sachiv, the answer is since it's impossible to get to the point of what? Of Bliya without Achnos L'Piv, that itself elevates the Achnos L'Piv to the status of Tchila Sachiv. It's a different type of Tchila Sachiv.
So then you have to swallow it after it
for sure. Right, for sure. He says the Mitzad Etzem Iser Chelev Achnos L'Piv Eino Chelek Mi Chelke Avera. Are you seeing this inside?
Yeah.
I underlined this. I don't know if you.
Yeah,
you have my photocopy. So, Ela Bliya Bilvad. So it's very interesting that Achnos L'Piv is not Bliya, and we've already identified the Maisa Machayev, the Avera Machayevus is Bliya. That's what Achila is. Achila is Bliya. But nevertheless, he says, since it's impossible to get to Bliya without Achnos L'Piv, that's also called Tchila Sachiv. Again, it's not the same Tchila Sachiv, but as far as Kimlev and Ramine, it has the same status as Tchila Sachiv. So in other words, if you ask me whether or not Achnos L'Piv is part of the Chiv or not, the answer is that there's a relativity theory here. Do you follow what I mean by relativity? It's vei dinim. If you're talking about general dinim, let's say asra, something like that, then einachinami achnos l'piv is not part of the tchilas achiv. But if on the other hand you're talking about tchilas achiv vis-a-vis the law of kimleib and the rabbimine, here we have a new din of tchilas achiv, and if it's efsha below, then it becomes tchilas achiv. So if you cannot get to belia without achnos l'piv in dine kimleib and the rabbimine becomes tchilas achiv. I mean, it's a pretty radical position of the Ra'ah. Then he goes on to say, I'm just going to skip the next paragraph for a moment. Mavur mitvar de trei gavne, there are two subcategories in the general heading of Akira Litzorech Hanocha. Number one, we have the din of chiyuv, meaning that it's chilas achiyuv because the chiyuv itself is generated by this first stage, this first action, and that's where Akira is in Meleches Hotzah, the first machayev, so to speak, the maisa machayev. So he's chayev benafsho for doing two things, for doing Akira and doing Anocha. You would not be able to be machayev him for doing Anocha without Akira. That's number one. He says, V'afal pisha ein achiv befoal, right, so there's something called Tchilas achiv, because he's not chayv until the Anocha, but nevertheless, he has already a Tchilas achiv, meaning this is the Maisa, this is the Pu'ula that's going to be Goremes es achiv, that's called Akira. Again, not Akira alone, he needs Akira plus the Anocha, but it's all part of one Malacha called Hotzah, it's all part of the Machayim. Therefore, kol moment shal the mischayvel of if between the time of the Akira, the moment of Akira, the moment of Hanocha, he would incur a chiv mamon, then we would say that he's potter, he doesn't have to pay, because kvar is chayv benafsho. Again, kvar is chayv benafsho means tchilas achiv. Ubazeh ein chiluk, it makes no difference, im yachol lasos os biofen acher olo. Right, this is going to be the case of Hagbas Hakis for the purpose of number one, putting it out in Mishnah Sarab, number two, for the purpose of taking it for himself as a Gana. So that even though in this case the Hagbas Hakis is certainly not part of the Maisa Machayev, in other words, if somebody were to give him Asra at the time that he picks up the kiss, then that would not be Asra B'Shas Maisa Avera, because Maisa Avera starts when he when he puts it down in Rishus HaRabin, but nevertheless, since it's an Akira, so that Akira itself is part of the Maisa Machayev, it's part of Melechas Hotzah, and therefore it's called Tchilas Achiyuv. Which is really fascinating when you think about it, because he doesn't have to pick up the kiss, he can drag the kiss on the ground, but it doesn't matter. He did an Akira on the Chayfetz, that is an Akira Machayevitz, and therefore at that moment of Yischayef and Gneva, we're going to apply the principle of Kiblev the Ramine. V'ein chiluk im yochel asot zos b'yofen acher, even though he could have been Gorer of Yotze, he could have dragged it on the ground. But since the Akira is part and parcel of the Maisa Machayev, Yischayef Misa for doing both Akira and Hanocha. In fact, Rav Osai, again, just on the side, we'll get to this later, but I think if you'd ask me what's the main Maisa Machayev, I would say it's Akira, not Hanocha. Why would I say so?
Because
of Melechet Zorik. Melechet Zorik, what happens? He doesn't even do Hanocha. I mean, he sets up Hanocha. He's really, he's really high for the Akira. But anyway, one thing is clear, that the Chiyuv Misa is not just for the Hanocha, but it's also for the Akira. You can give Mahasra to Shas Akira.
Wait,
just one second. We're almost at the punchline. The Ulam, however, that's not the whole story of the Ra'ah. That itself is very palpable, it's very easy to swallow this pill, that anything that's considered a Maisa Machayev, as far as the Chiyuv Misa is concerned, already sets off the process of Kimlev the Rabbinah for any Chiyuv Mama. That I can understand. But now we're up to the more radical position of the Ra'ah. And that is Yesh Ofen Nosaf. There's another case of Akira L'tzorech Hanocha, and it's a situation where it's not the Tchilas Achiyuv, right? For example, Achnosa L'piv. So what happens in the case of Achilas Chelev? You have three stages. Number one, you have Hagbah. Number two, you have Achnosa L'piv. And number three, you have Bliya. And the Ra'ah's premise is that the Maisa Machayev is Bliya. Hadbah, for sure, is not relevant to us because that's not a Tchilas Chiyuv, because there are many ways of eating Chelev, like bending down, without even doing Hadbah. But when Yet Achnosa L'Piv, which is midway between these two polar extremes, it's neither Hadbah, which could be cut out, because Achnosa L'Piv cannot be avoided, it's unavoidable, it's absolutely necessary. But on the other hand, it's not Tchilas Chiyuv, because Tchilas Chiyuv is what? Is Bliya. And therefore, the Ra'ah says, if there's no way that he can achieve the Iser without that Pu'ula, even though that Pu'ula is not part and parcel of the Maisa Machayev, then we will apply the principle of Kimlev the Ramani under the broader definition of Tchilas Achiyu. And therefore, here we're going to differentiate between Hagbas HaChelev and Hachnosas Piv of Chelev. Hagbas HaChelev is Kevon She'efshe Biladeha. You can completely circumvent the Hagbah by leading and eating it from the floor, is therefore lo chashuv. It's not the tchilas achiyuv. Masha enkin in a case where it's the efshe below there, for example, achnosa l'piv, the efshe achilu biladeh, is then we're going to consider it as tchilas achiyuv. Again, it's not tchilas achiyuv in the sense of the maisa machayev al pidin, but for mitzius, it's considered tchilas achiyuv because there's no other way you can achieve that achiyuv than That action is absolutely necessary. Yeah.
So it seems to me, and maybe I remember wrong, but it seems to me a week or two ago when we first started this whole union of Kibbalim and Rabbi Minei, we had an
instance. It's only a week or two, it seems like more than that.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Great.
The mice is, I thought I remember there was a shita that said that he was chayiv Misa at the time, and when he was also was chayev a mammon, but the fee of Misa disappeared. But because at the time that you ruined the
I don't remember. Does chayev, anybody else remember where we said that?
I'll have to go back and look. But
check your notes. You have extensive notes.
Yeah, I do have extensive notes. Your notes are in there. But it seems to me that I remember that, and because that was very powerful, and I remember at the time saying, just because he.
One of two answers I have, the one of two responses, either I need chazara badly, which is probably true, or you're very creative and you invented something that doesn't exist. So I don't know which is true.
Because
if you can go back to your notes.
Yeah, the concept was that once once you are under the chiyuv of Misa.
Maybe you mean shogigin? Is that possible you have in mind? There is a sugya about chayvei Misa shogigin that we once touched on. Meaning that we're not going to actually mete out the punishment of Misa,
yeah,
but it's the action itself, the aver itself,
that's
that would
it,
be the chayav of Misa. Maybe that's what you have in mind.
So but what that's saying is...
In fact, I can even show you what page
that's
on.
Yeah, I remember that. That's right. That is exactly what it was. It was that because... You weren't chayav Misa, but since...
Oh, that's on page Kuf Chav Gimel, yeah, to have that page,
yeah,
which
well,
I gave out.
Right, yeah. But once you were under the kippah of Misa, you had done the...
Right, but again, you have to complete the Avera. You know, we're not saying that just because you had intended to do this Avera, Bishogeg or whatever have you, therefore we're going to apply Kimei Rabin.
Why is that different then?
It is relevant to ask Sugya today, Shogeg, and we'll talk about that a little later. He's going to have a whole piece about Chayav Misa Shogeg here on page Kuf Tzadi Beis in the context of this Ra'ah. But I just want to make one thing absolutely clear. This is not a subject of debate for anybody. No Rishon, no Achra, no Posek, nobody. That you have to complete the Aver. Whether you're actually going to be Chayav in the case of Mezid, or even in the case of Shogeg, where you're not going to be punished, we still apply the Kimlei D'Rabbani. That's going to be a gigantic machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Actually, that machlokus is not here in Masechta Ksuvos. It happens to be in Masechta Chulin, of all places. But that's a different kind of an issue. But again, you must complete the Avera. I don't want anyone walking out of here and saying that Berzon said that because you had an intention that you began the Avera, that we're going to apply Kimlei D'Rabbani. No, you got to finish the Avera.
Yeah,
again, you don't have to finish the Avera simultaneously with your Chiyuv Mamon. You can start with the Chiyuv Mamon at the Tchilas Avera, but we must have the Sofa Avera.
Oh, and he has to be Chayev.
He has to be Chayev. Whether he's Chayev Lemaisa with Amazed and Asra and so forth and so on, or he's not Chayev because we were missing Asra and it was only a Shogeg, that's going to be a machlokas.
Or if somebody helped him with the second part of the thing with Anocha.
Yeah, that's not Kimlei D'Rabbani. Yeah, Kimlei D'Rabbani means you did an Avera Mechayevus.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just review this paragraph that we skipped, just to see. I don't think there's anything critical here. Just one second. Bezuvachiv Shabbos Koshkein, Shikipshuta. So again, the chiyuv mamon is synchronized with the tchilas chiyuv misa, and that's what it means. It's the tchilas achiyuv. Now, let's say you had a case where it was not the tchilas achiyuv, but it was the Efshel Anocha Belo Akira, then that itself would qualify for Kimlei D'Rabbani, and that's going to be the case of Achnasa Lepiv in Achilas Chayiv. So what's fascinating here about the Ra'ah is that Akira Tzorch Anocha now becomes like a concept. It's a concept. And it's a twofold concept. And these two ideas that are both inherent in Akiru Tzorch Anocha are radically different one from the other. You begin to see how creative the Ra'ah is, if you follow him. You know, it's really like very far away from the text of the Gemara itself. Now we get to the Rashbah. And this is on page Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and that's Simon or Os Reish Chaf Dalet. Hacha, he says, Akira, I'm sorry, Hacha, Ikra de Milsa, Lomar, de Hagba Zu Lav Tzorach Achila Klal, de Ilu Achale Belo Agba, Kigon Shetachav Lo Es Hachelev v'kush or gachin v'nischav hachelev v'beis habliya hachinami dechayev kares the ain chiyuv achila toli b'agba klal. There are many different ways that you can violate the chiyuv kares of achilas chelev, not necessarily through agba. Mashenki b'zorek chetz the efshar lechiyuva b'mavir b'shusur shus below akira v'anocha. derech havara, or derech zrika, right? There are many different malachos of hotzah, or maybe there are avos and tolos, or maybe they're all avos. Whether it's havara, which you take it from one part of Rishus HaRab and four amos later, whether it's zrika, whether it's from one rishus to the other, you can even have grera where you drag it on the floor. In all these cases, what's common is that you have both an akira and a hanocha. And without the akira, there is no hanocha. And he's not going to be chayev for hanocha without akira. In all of these cases. Hilkach, me'edan, meaning from the moment of time of agbah, huschala la hotzah. The hotzah begins from the moment of hagbah. Aval achila im haya efshal li'okla b'lo hagbah klal chayav. Right? In other words, the chiyuv in the case of achila is not for hagbah. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he could have been chayav for the achila without hagbah. Just achila without hagbah. Hilkach lo huschal ha'isur ad shas achil. So far, I would have said that the Rashba is identical with the Ra'ah. However, mashra mitvarov dafilu ilo mishkachas le'achila below agbah, even if you could not come up with a case of achila below agbah, mikol makom, nevertheless, kevan she'im haya efshal li'ochlo below agbah, in other words, even if in this particular circumstance he would not be able to achieve his goal of achil without agbah, nevertheless, if there's some theoretical possibility in another mitzvah, in another scenario in which he would be able to achieve his achil without agbah, then the agbah is not considered part of the achil. In other words, we need, I guess you'd call it an absolute in the sense that there's no such thing as achieving the chiyuv without X, right? Correct. It's got to be that there's no hechetimsa in the world which would facilitate the chiyuv without this particular pu'ula, without this action. The fact that in your circumstance you need that action and you don't even have an option to circumvent the action, that's irrelevant. You need a very high standard here in order to set off Kim Lev Nirami. You need that it's efshar li ochlo v'lo agbah, and that's not true because you can eat it without agbah. So imagine a case of a person who couldn't bend down. You know, he just couldn't achieve his achila without agbah. He's got to lift it up. It would still be a hagbah which is not enough to engender kim lev d'rami. V'lo domi lo, what's bothering the Rashba? He says v'lo domi lo hotzah b'shabes she'ein achiyuv ela al akiruv hanocha biyachat. So there's no way that you could achieve a chiyuv from aleches hotzah, as we said before, in all its various permutations and always told us without akira. For hadi amrinini boy gochin the ochil ein ze el raya she'ein hachiyuv el beachila levada. It sounds like he's working with the first definition of the ra'ah, that what we're trying to do is we're trying to ask whether or not this pu'ula, let's say agbah, whatever the case may be, is actually part of the chiyuv, and the possibility of achieving the chiyuv without that pu'ula proves to us that it's not that pu'ula is not part of the chiyuv. If it was part of the chiyuv, it would have to be absolute. It would have to be unconditional.
So is he now going against the concept of Letzora?
The second concept, I think, of Letzora. Let's just see if I'm right. Umavur the ikar geder akir Letzora chanocha, according to the Rashba, is like the Ra'ah. The akira hitchilas chiyuv misa. Just one second. The kevan the akira hitchilas chiyuv misa. Gam chelik b'chiyuv misa poter mitashlumin. Here's the punchline. However, you remember that the Rashba I'm sorry, the Rabbah had another category of Kimlei B'Ramihe, and here's where the Rashba disagrees with Rabbah. In other words, if you had a situation in which, like the case of Achilus Chelet, where you cannot possibly violate the Avera without a certain Pa'ula, it's built in, you know, it's engraved in stone that you need that Pa'ula in order to achieve the Avera, but that Pa'ula is not part of the Avera per se. Is then the Ra'ah says it's considered Tchilas Achiyuv, Kegon Achnos L'Piv B'Isur Chelev. The Rashba here rejects the second category of the Ra'ah, and the Rashba holds that Afil B'Kai Gavna, even though there's no such thing as Blia without Achnos L'Piv, Lo Amrina, we're not going to apply the principle of Akir L'Tzor Chanocha, to Din Zeh Nemar Dafka K'shumi Chelke Chiyuv Mamish. So the machlokis now between the Ra'ah on the one end and the Rashba on the other end is the case of Achnos L'Piv in Chelev. If at the moment of Achnos L'Piv he were to rip the Shirayim Shel Chavero, here we would have a machlokis between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. The Ra'ah would apply the principle of what? Akir L'Tzorech Hanocha. Why? Because it's impossible to achieve B'liya without Achnos L'Piv, and therefore Kimlei B'Ramine. Kimlei B'Ramine means it's already considered Tchilas Achiyu. Again, in the Rashba is broader definition of Tchilas Achiyu. The Rashba on the other hand would say no. In this case, we're not going to apply the principle of Kimlei B'Ramine. Why? Because you're not involved in the Chiyuv itself. Even though at the time of the Bliya you rip someone's Shirayim, but you're not involved in the Chiyuv because you could stop dead in your tracks without swallowing it. So we don't know for sure that you're going to violate the Isur Chelev. And not only that, the Machayev of Chelev is the Bliya itself. Anything before or after the Bliya is not part of the Maisa Avera Machayevis. So therefore, Achnos L'Piv would not come under Tchilas Achiyuv.
Yes,
so it's very interesting that the Rashba accepts the Ra'ah's first definition, and that's a big chiddush in and of itself, that such a concept called Hatcholas Achiyuv, which predates the Chiyuv itself, right? It's before the Chiyuv, and yet it sets off the mechanics of what? Of Kimlei B'Rami. But to take it one step further and expand Chiyuv Achiyuv to any Pa'ula that's absolutely necessary, that the Rashba is not willing to do. And in a certain sense here, Rabos, I think the Ra'ah textually, in terms of the Gemara itself, has one up it over here, because the Gemara goes through this whole thing about how Hagbah, you know, you didn't have to do the Hagbah, you could have bent down. So the Ra'ah sees in that an implication that if Lu Yitzui, there was no way under the sun that you could eat the Chelev without X, whatever that X is, not in the case of Hagbah, but we'll plug in Achnos L'Piv, then Enochinami, that would be Akir Yitzor Chanoch. According to the Rashba, it's a little bit of a Pella over here, because the Gemara is trying to indicate or illustrate that the Hagbah is not part of the Maisa Machayev. And how does the Gemara illustrate that? Because you could have easily circumvented it, but then you get the impression that if you couldn't circumvent it, it would trigger off Kimlei B'Ramine. So I suspect, I don't know, I'm afraid to say what I'm going to say, that maybe the Rashba holds that if it's the Efshe Meloza, that makes it part of the Chiyuv. But he's assuming that in Achdos L'Piv, even though it's the Efshe Meloza, it's not part of the Chiyuv. That even the Rashba would agree that the Bliya is the Avera Machayevis, and therefore Achnos L'Piv could never trigger off Kimlei B'Ramine. Even if I'll agree with you that there's no way, no how, that he could achieve his goal of Achila without a Bliya without Achnos L'Piv.
Is that true also if there's two Chiyuvei Misa that occur in the same thing, like shooting an arrow? You shoot an arrow, and so at the same time it tears somebody's shirt and kills him, and then so he's chayiv misa for for the rest.
Yeah, in such a case, how we have to put him to death twice? Now, I don't know how to do that exactly.
Well, I'm not sure. But what if it depends on where the mumma came in? Did it come in between one and the other? And if we get rid of that one, in other words. As long as there's one
tchilas achiyuv, you know, there's the misa, the chiyuv misa is already started. That has a power to it. You know, the tchilas achiyuv will knock off. I don't have to go through, you know, different chiyuvim and say, well, here it wasn't tchilas achiyuv yet.
In other words, it was chayiv sayif and it was chayiv also.
But you are raising a very interesting question. It has nothing to do with our sugya, by the way. This is already if we were learning Bava Kama. Would zrikas ha Hachetz in Ritzicha be considered Tchilas Achiyuv? That's a fascinating question. And that has to do with the sugya in Bava Kama of what's called Isho Mishum Chitza.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the whole thrust of what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to accomplish with Isho Mishum Chitza is to say that the Averas Ritzicha, the Maisa Ritzicha, starts with the Zrikas Hachetz.
Right.
And that leads us to the famous kasha of the Muki Yosef about Lachas Neros for Shabbos. You know, it's if you light their Shabbos, you should be chayav for Havara because according to Rabbi Yochanan, once you light the fire, that's considered your Maisa. But let's get back to the Rashba for a minute. Again, in the next Os, which is Reish Chafei, he's going to calculate the differences between the Ra'o and the Rashba. But first, let's take a look at the Ramban. He wants to claim here that the Ramban is also in agreement with the Rashba, which again makes sense, you know, historically, that it's Rebbe and Talmud. But what's the diuk in the Ramban? The Ramban's language is the following, as quoted by the Shita Mekubetzos. Teha de amrinani efsha ba'anocha b'lo akira hachi komar. I efsha l'schayev al anocha I leka akira. Do you see those words of the Ramban? The Ramban is emphasizing the chiyuv. And he's saying that the chiyuv of Melechus Shabbos in Hotzah is dafka with the Akira, and you can't leave out the Akira. If you could imagine a person who magically could get this object up in the air and then he puts it down and he would have anocha without an Akira, he would be potter, says Rami. He efshel ischayel anocha if there's no Akira. Hilkach, he says, Mishas Akira, who the Kamaschil. So again, this part of the Ramban is advocating, he's on board, that Ascholas Achiv Benafsho is the moment of the Akira, even though he's not Chayav yet. In Kevin Shaholech Lamus, interesting, that's an interesting phrase in the Ramban, he's going to die for this. And why is he going to die for this? Because the arrow is going to land, and that's going to be a hanocha, and he's already done the akira, so we're going to just put together the akira and the hanocha, so he's already a holy chlomos. Is memela, we're going to apply the principle of kimlev the rabbi. Mashenkin be ochel chelev, that you're going to tell me that he incurred a chi of gneva when he lifted up the chelev. Well, lifting up the chelev is not the tchilas achiyu. And why isn't it Tchilas Achiyuv? He says because he could have been Gochin the Ochil and he could have been Chayev. So he's not Chayev for the Agbah. Right? He's not Chayev for the Agbah. Hilkoch Bagbah, the Kis, Nami, Ikal and Neymar, Ikal Meryl Hochi. Not sure what he means here because Lechor the Agbah, Sakis is the Akir. Let's see. The Elav, Ahi Agbah. Holeka Akira Vlo Machayev. So I think what he's saying here, one second, what is he saying here? That in the case of Hagbah of a kiss, Nami, what is Nami? Nami Ikala Meymar, the Ilav Hahi Hagbah, Leka Akira. So then I should apply Kim Le Ramine. One second. See, I'm not sure what he means by Nami. Nami, he just differentiated between two cases. Now he's got a third case and he says Nami. So is that going back on the first case or the second case? The first case he had was Akira Litzorach Hanocha, and then he rips the Shiraim Shachavera during the flight. The second case that he had was that he incurred a Chiv Mamon at the time that he lifted up the Chelev, but he hasn't yet eaten the Chelev. And therefore we're going to say that since he could have easily he could have easily avoided, circumvented the need for the Agbah, then that's not called Tchilas Achiv. Now he's saying, Hilkach Agbah the Kis Nami, assuming it's going on the Seifa, it means that there's no Kim Levi the Ramine, Ikla Meir Hachi, why? The Lav Ahi Agbah, Leka Akira, right, in order to take this kiss out to, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah, he needs the Akira, the Agbah. Lo Mechayev.
Sounds like he's saying there's no way to be Mechayev at least a Shabbos without the Agbah, but that's, we say, Gorari Mechayev.
I think what he's trying to say.
Just 1 second, Rabosai, do you mind just the words? I'm trying to get the words.
Say it again.
Hilkach, but, you know, I'm not sure whether he's saying Chayev Apotu, so. Before we discuss the Ramban, let's just make sure we're on the right team, so to speak. Hilkach, Bagbah the Kis Nami. Again, the word Nami is the word that I have to decipher here. Ika Lememer Hachi. We're going to say the same thing, but I don't know what he means by the same thing. He's saying that Yefshel Iskayev or Faker that he doesn't need that Agbah. Let's see what he's saying. Is Vade Lav. 1 second, I think I skipped a word here. Yeah, ikal meimar hachi, the ilav hahi hagbah. Right, so we're talking about agbah's kiss. Ilav hahi hagbah, holeka akira, velo mechayev. It sounds like he's going back to the first case. Is that what he's doing? Vahi shayte maskul ischayev benafsho. Oh, v'yenach inami dechim emgar alei v'nofet kiyuv v'machayev, but mikol makom ki magbilei mishum agbah v'machayev. So 1 second. So this sounds like... Oh, this sounds like the... No, what I mean to say is, this sounds like that part of the Ra'ah, which is common to both Ra'ah and the Rashbah. What do I mean? The first category, where... It's irrelevant whether or not you could have sideswiped it and avoided it. What's all relevant is whether it's a tchilas achim.
Right.
So he says, I'm not going to argue with you that he could have avoided this agbah, but it doesn't matter. Why? Because ki magbibay, that's agbah machayevus, because that's considered the akira, which he calls haschalas melech shabbos. So again, I still don't know that he rejects the second category of the Ra'ah. Well, let's see the end of the Ramban. Fine. No, he doesn't add. I wish I knew.
Where see the Ramban inside.
Yeah, where's the quote of the Ramban end of it? He's quoting the Sheet of Gubetzes. Oh, Higbio Almanas Latznio. Right? So that's the case of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Where there's no Akira Machayevis. Alma mi idun dagbo askale or mashba. Oh, maybe this is it. Umashba dechelev. Ah, no, this is already the Mishkanos Aron talking in the name of the somebody or else, I don't know who. Rav Shimon Shkop, maybe, I don't know. No, I don't know who it is. Okay, fine. He says the following. Mashba dechelev ika teretz hu dechachiv pachilov ein hagbo michel keachiv. Afilu, this is the punchline here. Afilu imi'efshal achila below Agbah, and that's going to be the case of Achnasa Lepiv, right? So he says the following: Umashma the chelev ikar atirus. Who knows why is there no kimlev the rabine? And the answer is because it's not part of the chiyuv. Not because it's it could be avoided and you can circumvent it, right? And therefore he says afilu, the same thing would apply that there's no kimla in Ramine, even if he efshal achila below agbah.
Even if you couldn't circumvent it.
Even if you couldn't circumvent it, it would be Efshe below Zeh, still it would not be any Kimle of the Rabbi.
Because it's not part of the Chiyuv.
Part of the Chiyuv. Yeah, Mishum Hachi, Lo Hizkir, Klal, Eschiluko, Shal Ra'ah. Oh, he's deriving it, this is like Mitoch Lav, Atashubeh Hein. Since he didn't mention it, therefore I assume he agrees with the Rashba. If he had agreed with the Ra'ah, then he would have made a distinction between Hagbah and Achnos Lepiv. So since he doesn't mention anything about Achnos Lepiv, the assumption, the conclusion that we want to derive is that it would not the fact that Achnos Lepiv is Yefshe Beloza would be would be irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. It was just as if you said it was left behind a locked door, and so it really starts with when you turn the key in the door. It's not so.
Right. Correct.
The only question that I have here, but I don't know, I'm not clear on this, is that let's say there would be no way in the reality of the universe to get to that without opening the door, without unlocking the door. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it happens to be that in this situation.
Well, that's what he's saying. Even then, it would.
That's what I'm not sure about.
He
because again, he before when we saw the Rashba. Where was the lashon of the Rashba that we focused on before? He says, "Mashu the afilu ilo mishkachas leachil v'lagba mikomakom kevan shim haya efshali ochlo v'lagba." You follow what he's saying?
Yeah.
He's saying that
it's not an eager part of
right,
the
Torah. Yeah, he's learning that it's not part of the ma'isa machayim, even in the case of achnasa lupin. L'manu midrav the kol aver sheyesh bo kama chalokim kol chelik shbo chelik b'ma'isa achiyuv v'gam chelik midin achiyuv kigon b'sugya nakiri chatzi avera u'kfar chalov k'tzas din shel chiyuv misa. Okay, I don't know if you have to say that. El shel nigma achiyuv v'kshigomer ma'isa nigma gam achiyuv. The law of meaning shirak mishas gmar achiyuv. Right, that's the ikur chilish here called chilas achiyuv. U'kshem shomer torah achiyuv misa poter mamon. Is so too chilas achiyuv misa is also poter mamon. And that's what the Ramban means when he says kevin shaholech lomus. And that's already enough for him. Tzarch biur sharei ze bordim osa kiv la'alocha is lo yiftar michiv mamon shehoi v'yosa shah. What's he saying now? Tzarch biur harei ze borashim osa akira below hanocha.
So he didn't finish it.
Is lo yiftar michiv
mamon. It's no credit for it.
So what's bothering him? Ulfima shinspad tchilas achiyuv misa hika gam below gemara sagilim.
He's trying to say what I thought.
Yeah, he's trying to say what you thought before. I don't know why that should bother him, but let's see. He clarifies it in the next paragraph. The afgam the alfinim ekeishin the tarid vechizki. Oh, he saw shogeg. That's why I mentioned that shogeg is mikomakom. Okay, I don't know why.
Yeah, he gives your answer.
I don't know why.
There's
a footnote here in the name of Shimon Shkop. Let's just see. Estapek heifesh also shtei chatzoy malachos b'mezid v'shtei shabosos. Wow. You have to be a big lamed to come up with that. That's brilliant. Oh man, I have spiritual hanah from this. You hear what he's saying? Let's say you do one malacha, I'm sorry, half of one malacha on one Shabbos, and half of the other half of malacha on the other Shabbos. That's called Shigigas Shabbos, meaning,
right.
No, just one second, that would be Shigigas Malacha, I think. Yeah, let's say it was Shigigas Malacha. I mean, you have to know creases for this, but Ubishas Asiyas Chatzim Malacha Shashashan Kor Shirayim, I Amrin Vishashe Hishlim HaMalacha Shashashni Nevim. Nifta, the Admosai Namtid Lo. Whoa. Stop it. Wow. I'm going to make a note of this. This is good for a Chabura. If you have to say a Chabura, you know, this can be a good Chabura. This is from Shimon Shkop.
Yeah, what he's saying is you don't note it right away. So even when you do the second time, it's still Shigigas, what do you call it?
Malacha.
So you'd be potter, and therefore there would be no kumlimita rabamina yet.
But honestly, I don't see what the big deal is. I would say in this case, kumlimita the rabamina, you know? Why is it different than the Ra'oz Yoshir and Malachas Katsira?
Was he saying
it was two different Shabbos?
Until
he's bothered by the fact that Masai Namtim, it's a technical problem. You know,
because until he actually knows that there's Isim Malacha, he's not Chayiv Misa, therefore he would not say Kimle Mida Rabamine. He's under the watch of that, so to speak. But it might turn out that he will never find out that he's over on that. And therefore he'll never be Chayiv Misa, and therefore he couldn't say Kimle Mida Rabamine.
Right, but I'm just saying, as long as there's a possibility that he's going to do a complete malacha, I would have to wait. I wouldn't sue him in a court of law for damages as long as there's a possibility that he might complete the malacha.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what would be. When did it come to Bezdin? Let's say it came to the attention of Bezdin after he completed the malacha. So what's his issue here? Do you follow what I mean? After the second Shabbos,
yeah.
this Baal HaShiraim sued him in a court. He wants to get reimbursed for Shiraim. And then we're going to bring testimony that he completed the malacha on the second Shabbos. Right? He did the second half of the malacha on the second Shabbos. Maybe he's asking
about the first Shabbos.
Oh, I understand. Just one second. I don't understand. I would go way, way beyond this. Look at his language. He says the Vishasha Hishlim. I'm sorry. The Vishasha Siyas. Four lines up from the bottom of page Kuf Tzari Alf. You have it in the footnotes. Ubishasha Siyas Chatzi Amolach B'Shabbos Rishona Karishi Ryan.
Right, that's right.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
This is wrong. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Right.
Give me a double negative here, because I think this is wrong. It's anywhere between the first half of the malach and the end half of the malach. It could take years.
Yeah, but he's saying,
man, this guy can have fun. He can destroy the entire world
and be potter.
And be potter from damages. For everybody on the face of the earth, he could just be,
right, because
you know, one of those marble characters from Marvel comics. You know, yeah. Thor. Or so, I don't know who those big guys were. I haven't read a Marvel comic in about 50 years, but you know, he can just destroy the whole world, and it'll be part of why. Because after he destroys the world, he eats the other chatzi zayis of he violates the other chatzi zayis of malacha.
He says that here. The admatai natim lo ad hatashlumim.
No, I think that he's saying something else. He's saying that the guy is suing him today for damages on his shirayim, right?
Right.
So how long are we going to wait until we can determine the law in this case? In other words,
if the other shoe is going to fall, then he's going to be putter.
Right, it may take another 50 years.
You know what
I'm saying?
He does say my story?
Yeah.
I didn't read the last line. Let me read the last line.
It's in the
because I got caught up when he said, B'shas asiyas chatzim alocha b'shas rishona. The lav dafka Shabbos asmucha mitzterefes el afilu zman meruba. So let's just think that is this just a halachic, you know, Ripley's believe it or not, or he's coming to some lumdisha conclusion here? Theoretically, according to everything we said, both the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Ramban, according to everybody, from tchilas achiv till the end of the chiyuv. Just one second. Now I think I have it. What is he saying? I think what he's saying is the following. Can you hear this? I didn't see. What is it, Reb Shimon Shkaf? Right.
Yes.
I didn't see Reb Shimon Shkaf, but maybe he means the following. That when you put the chalev into your mouth and then you swallow it, so that's called tchilas achiv.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
When you swallow it,
let me just think for a second. I'm trying to get the right words here to formulate. That's called tchilas achiv because there's one long maisa. I'm just thinking cases. He does chatzi on one Shabbos, then he does chatzi on another Shabbos. That's one long maisa malach. Is that what we're saying? That doesn't make sense to me. It's a shkoga. It's halach and shkogas that were mitzarev, the two maisim, but the two. I would still say the two separate maisim. I think that the halach of the Rambam, I mean, all these rishonim, is only if it's one long maisa. Let me just think. In the case of Zrika. So it's flying through the air. So let's hold, if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that's called Isha Vishub Chitza. So it's his mice, it's an extension of his arm. And in Achnasa, he finally eats it. That's not the same here. He does one half block on one Shabbos. Yeah, so why is he chayv on the second Shabbos? It must be one long block. But there was a week in between, right?
Yeah,
just one second. I'm just talking to myself for a minute. I know that's not normal behavior. But you know, today, by the way, everybody talks to themselves. And you think they're wearing a Bluetooth, right?
Yeah.
But they're not wearing a Bluetooth. They're talking to themselves. Yeah. But you can never know the difference, right? No, it's really great. In my days, if you spoke to yourself on the street, they thought you were, you know, putting you in a loony bin. Today, they can't put you in a loony bin. You might as well keep talking.
No, it's the same idiot we're talking right now, because you don't know if he's crazy or not until you look and see what's in his ear. If there's something in his ear.
Yeah, but today they put things in your ear, you can't even see them.
Yeah, but if there's nothing in his ear, you don't find anything.
Well, like, I'm just talking to myself. Is it one Shabbos he does Chatzi Malach, and the other Shabbos he does the other Chatzi Malach, right? So now we're going to say Kim Levi the Ravine. It's not right. I don't know why yet, but it's not right. It's a chiyuv. The chiyuv is the, will be mitzar two maisei malach, but it's not one continuous maisei malach.
No, I
wish I had enough gemita, but let me just think for a second. Just 1 second. If what happens again, yidias haShabbos in between, that's not relevant really.
I would ask another question. What about halachas of zareya? I plant on Shabbos, it takes 3 days to
what happens if he has something on the first Shabbos and he has a sof malach on the second Shabbos? Maybe after mitzarif the two chetzias is what to make a malach. Yeah, but what kind of tzirif? Maybe it's a tzirif. Is it a tzirif in the chetzias of the malach? So then he's right. I mean, if there's a tzirif in the chetzias of the malach, then neinochinam, he should be part of all the shiur that he rips in each week. What do we say? No, it's not a tziruf in the maisa malacha. What else could it be? It could be that the mitzarif is the fact that he did. It's got to be the same cheftza. Ah, it's a tziruf in the cheftza. That since the cheftza was removed, so he removed half of the kezias, and then he removed the other half of kezias on the next Shabbos. So he's got a full kezias there. It's not one continuous maisa malacha. But how do I know that Yechayv on Shabbos if there's no continuous maisa malacha just because of the cheftza? How do I prove such a thing? I don't know how to prove such a thing. Yeah, I don't know. I can't prove
like
it.
This?
If I need a proof, but I intuitively, this is not right.
Can't be right, because it's not one flow, it's not one continuous maisa. It's a different thing. Let's say you take out, let's say the shear of Hotzah would be, what's it called, a grogeris, right? I don't remember now. So you took out a chatzi gogeris from one rishus to the other. Now you took out the other chatzi gogeris on next Shabbos. So the mitzarif is the fact that there's a cheftza that was put over there, but it's not one continuous maisa. You can't tell me that he from one Shabbos to the other, all he's doing is, he's frozen in midair, and all he's doing is thinking about this on tzar. You know what I'm saying? He does a million and one things in between. I wouldn't call it one continuous maisa. But again, I have to know more about Masech the Krisis.
At all. So the first time he did it, he had a shigiyus malacha, and so he didn't finish a maisa, and therefore he can't say he's chayv misa. And during that time, during that Shabbos, he also ruined somebody's baguette. Okay, but the next one, he already knows the shigiyus. He knew there was an inner malacha, and he still did it. And he's over, and now all of his chayiv misa, and therefore it's kimlim in rabbi today. But that's one case. But what if instead of his finding out the malacha and doing it, amazing, somebody tells him and gives him the wrong hasra, so he would never be chayiv misa. Then he'd only be chayiv b'shoge. He would not. And all of a sudden, the same misa that was done before. Now it went from being kibbutz and rabbi to not kibbutz and rabbi.
Alan, I think we should discuss this after Shia, if you don't mind. Because you can go on from now until the Shia time, but let's see Tosis Shita now. This is the third pillar of our study today. That's on page Kuf Tzadi Beis. He says, "Midivrei Tosis Mashma Sheyesh Lem Shita Shlishis, Shita Shlishit." Right, we're third opinion. Together I did that kira letzorach chotso, and I think what he's going to do with this Tosis, if I understand correctly, he's going to put Tosis on the other extreme. Again, that Tosis is going to accept one of the two categories of Akira Tzachavna of the Ra'wa, but the exact opposite of the one that the Ra'wa, that the Rashba and the Ramban accept.
Okay, let's see.
He says the following: I am Tosis Dir Maskil Hocha. So if somebody wants to look at the Tosis while we read this, it's a short Tosis, it's not that challenging. He says the following: Hikshu Kusha Sarishonim Anal. To my part, me gonev kiss ha'efsha begreira. So let's look at the Gemara of gonev kiss. Okay. So the Gemara says the following: Gufa. Do you have this Gufa? It's on Daf Lamed Aleph. Omer Rabbi Oven. Okay, we know Rabbi Oven. Masiv Rabbi Bibi Barabaye ha'gonev kiss b'shabes chayov. Now it's the chiyuv tashlum for the gneva is the moment he lifts it up, even in the rishus habayim. Again, the Gemara now is holding that there's a kinyan gneva even in the rishus habayim before you take it out.
Right.
And that's the ratio of this price. So at that moment, the Gemara says he has not yet violated his isus skila. Right. He's already chay for gneva. He's already chayv for gneva the moment that he picks it up in the rishus of the bialim. But again, this is not a zrika case. This is a case where he's going to carry it out from one rishus to the other. Now, again, if you hold like Rabbi Oven, we're in deep trouble over here because the hagbah, right, the hagbah itself was the akira for meleches hotzah. So it's akira l'tzorach hanocha. And how could the Brisa say that Gonev Kispa Shabbos is what we don't apply Kimlei Rami, correct? He's going to have to pay. Well, the very moment that he was Magbia and he was Chayv as a Gonev to pay, at that moment he did the Akira of Chiyuv Shabbos of Meleches Hotzah.
He attended.
So what are the Rishonim bothered by? My parach, what's the Gemara's kashim gonev kiss ha'efsha begreira?
Right, the Gemara says that.
Correct, ha'efsha begreira. In other words, we just established that we only apply Rabbi Ovin's principle of akira l'tzorach hanocha only if it's impossible to have the hanocha without the akira. Or let's go with the Rashba, for example. You cannot have the blia without achnas lepir, right? So in those cases, we're going to apply the principle of tchilas achiv, or call it takir l'tzarch hanocha. But here, it's not like the case of achnasa, where you cannot get to an achil without achnasa, because here there are other ways in which he could have stolen it. Mm-hmm. So let's just think about the. About the Rashba for a moment. The Rashba says that there's a new definition of Tchila Sachiyuv, correct? And that Tchila Sachiyuv means that, just one second, that since, let me just go over the Rashba, let's just go over the Ra'ah's second category. What was the second category? Was, even though it's not part of the Maisa Machayev. So we're still stuck. Even if you go with the Rashba, we're still stuck. How could the Gemara think in the Havamina here that this is a Kasha? Why would this be a Kasha on Rabbi Avo, on Rabbi Oven, excuse me, if Rabbi Oven is only in a case where it's Yevsha Beloza? This is not a case of Yevsha Beloza. because vu da hachinami I efshal hanocha below hagba. What does that mean? Afagav the efshal begreira kachli akira zu kimo akira acheres. In other words, even if he would drag it, he still has to do an akira. Just again, what does it have to do? Ah, we said Melech Shabbos. In Melech Shabbos, he has to do an Akira, and he cannot be Chayv without an Akira. So what difference does it make whether he picks it up or he drags it? In both cases,
he's Chayv for the
Akira of the Otsah, correct? To be Koma Koma Iser Maskil Mishas Hagbah.
Because
if somebody else did the kilo, it's chayvan nocha. Nimtzah shakira goremes hachiu. V'ad shas hanocha Moshe hachiu. Hareish lo kosvu b'pshitus ke hara'ah. Oh, let's see where Tosus deviates from the ra'ah. The chelik me'achiu misa gamkein potim tashlumin. Ele nokar haloshon. The efshar la nocha below hagbah, the hainu, the ikar svaras apturi mashi efshar belav hachi. One second. So how is that different than the ra'ah? The mikomakom ha iser maskel mishas hagbah. Timo ya acher and then a rachel kosvu ki ra'ah. Why? Because the ra'ah would say that this is part of the. Of the chiyu because it's the efshar, even though again it's not possible ma'aseh mechayev. But Tosus says that what? But where does the answer to Tosus begin here? Let me just go over because the hachinami e efshar. just one second. So again, Tosus is trying to justify. Why, in the case of the Braisa, we would apply the principle of Rabbi Ovin in the Gemara's logic, and therefore we would say Kim Levi the Rabbine. And Tosus justifies it by saying that in any event it's an Akira. So why is that against the Ra'ah? I mean, why is that so? Why, is this paragraph coming to tell me that, that Tosus is arguing with the Ra'ah? He says he calls it a Shita Shlishis, correct?
Yeah, because Ra'ah would say that you have to the chi of misa doesn't start until the misa that you're actually going to perform starts. So if you're doing an akira and you're going to do hanocha, then akira is the start of the whole union. But if you're going to do grera, but we're doing grera, you don't need akira.
But so, which words of Tosus, just in the words, which words of Tosus would the Ra'ah find objectionable? Yes. Vashtate,
because it says that it begins with Akira.
But read it inside. Read the words if you can. Tell me, I read the words of Tosa. I don't see anything that the Ra'ah would find objectionable.
Yeah, where are we now? I'm
on Resh Chaf Vav. That's on page Kuf Tzadik Beis.
Kuf Tzadik Beis, and you are aware of it.
The first paragraph, he quotes Tosus here. Okay. And again, if anybody likes, they can go back to the Tosus itself and see, maybe you find some words in the Tosus.
He says, because Tosus says, Sheyesh Lahem Shita Shlishis.
No. Forget about Yesh Lahem Shita Shlishis. I'm just asking you, can you pinpoint in the Tosus for me, just do me a favor here, and pinpoint those words in Tosus which the Ra'ah would find objectionable. Just those words, without going through the whole paragraph. Say, spare me, spare me the whole paragraph. Efshar la'nocha v'lo hagba yavka v'yesha begreira
kolakam ha'iser matpil bishas ha'hagba.
Correct, that's exactly what the Ra'ah was saying. Those words could have come out of the mouth of the Ra'ah. Because again, what was the Ra'ah's point? The Ra'ah had two categories of Ascholas HaIsur, Ascholas HaChiyuv, right? He has one category where Al Pidin, it's part of the Maisa HaChayv, and then he has another category where in this particular situation, that's the way he begins. That's the way he begins his chiyuv.
But it's still the same. But
so if it's again, if it's mikomakom ha'iser maskil b'shas hagbah.
Stop there. Stop.
Well, what's wrong with that?
It's no good because he's making a grera. He doesn't need a hagbah. What he's saying is is that even though...
But not that he's making a grave, I mean he could have done a grave.
Yeah, he could have done a grave. If he did a grave, the Akbar is Gordish. So what do you mean, what he's saying is it doesn't matter because it's the same Iser. He's going to be over around the same Iser since Hadbar is the beginning of one way of being over on the Avera. It doesn't matter that he does a different way of doing it. As long as it's directly related to the field of Misa, then that starts there.
Okay, let me think about that. So if in the case of Hagbah, Tosis is saying that Mishas Hagbah, meaning that Tosis is saying that if in this particular scenario that's the way he's doing it, that's called Tchil Sachiyu.
Whereas
there are all requires that it couldn't have been done elsewhere. One second. Efshavalav Hachi. Potteri Tashlim. A few girlfriends. Just give me a minute here.
Yes.
Akira Tzarchanacha, the Eshavalav Achi, the Oz Achi, the Gamashay, the Mason Kilkevir, Nami Pot, the Gunak Bolotzach, the Eshavalav Achi, the Isser Masa, the Shasagba, the Imhoya Acher, Osa Akira. How are you reading the next line? He's going back to the drawing board of Meleches Otzah. He's saying that Meleches Otzah requires Akira. Nimta Akira go remes Achiu.
But if he did Greira, then the Akira wouldn't mean anything. So we see that the din doesn't begin until Hanacha, because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do a.
But again, I don't see why the Ra'ah would object to this. The Ra'ah has a category, which means that Akira is Litzorech
Hanocha,
meaning that the Maisa Machayev for Meleches Otzah is the Akira. You can't be Chayev, right? You can't be Chayev in Hanoch without an Akira.
Right.
And again, at this point, we don't have to raise the question of whether it's Efshar or Lo Efshar. I mean, maybe you could find a different way of doing
it. Yeah, no, it is because the reason say Akira, there is no Hanocha without Akira. There is no Hanocha without Akira means to say that until he does the Hanacha, the Akira really doesn't mean anything. And so when you're saying that Akira is the Haskalah of the whole problem, it's only based upon the fact that he's going to make Hanacha. But what if you say it's Efshar B'Greira? So then what does the Akira mean? The Akira doesn't mean anything. However, it does, according to what Tosis is saying, if he made an Akira already, he started on a method of being over on Hutzah. And even if he could use a different method, it wouldn't matter. He started on something that is on Hutzah.
All of Mishosha Hiska was chayv in nafsho potter. Ubaze ain chiluk. The Ra'ah says ain chiluk. Im yochel asel sos be ofer acher olo.
Exactly.
So what's the difference between that and Tosis? That's exactly what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying that ha'iser maskel mishas hagba.
Right.
Tosis is saying that the Isur is maskil b'shas Hagbah. That's exactly what the Ra'ah would say. Because Hagbah is the Akira. And if somebody else would have done Hagbah, he would not be Chayv. I don't see how that's against the Ra'ah.
What if he did a Hagbah?
Maybe he spells it out here. Shalom Kosav Kipashtis the Ra'ah to Chelik Me'achiv Misa Gamkin. Oh, he's being medayik somehow in the Lashon of Tosfos. That Tosis says, oh, it's the previous paragraph, that we put the underline in the wrong place. He's saying the Efshal Anocha below Agbah.
Right.
So that's right. The previous. This part about Mikol Yisur Masu Mishas Agbah, that's perfectly in line with the Ra'ah. But what did he say before? E Efshar Lahanocha below Agbah. I knew the Iker Svar Sapturi Mishum.
She'i efshar b'lav hochi. What do you mean, efshar b'lav hochi? Well, just one second. What does the efshar b'lav hochi mean? Afagav the efshar, the efshar b'greira. He says beferish efshar b'greira. So how are you telling me? How are you telling me efshar b'lav hochi b'lav agba? He means al pi din.
He means that when there's anocha, it's efshar b'lav agba.
Right, then you can't be chayef for anocha without agba, without an akira. The agba is the akira. It's exactly what the Raha is saying.
Now you're saying, but he could do something else that doesn't require agba altogether. Right, he did a greira.
Right, and even so, we apply kimlev the ramine from the moment of agba.
Why?
Because the efshal anocha below akira, or below agba. The agba itself is the akira.
Do something. What if he did? He went and did greira. What if he mamish did greira?
No, so Kolshkin, if he did greater, that's not the issue. The issue is he did Agbar, he couldn't, he didn't have to do it. I don't see what his diuk is. Let's read it again. He says, Hare lukosu bepashtus kir hara'ah. It doesn't say in Tosfos what it says in the Ra'ah, that chelug me'achiv misa is the Agbar. The Agbar itself is part of the chiv misa. Why? Because if you read Tosfos carefully, he says, and I would ask you to read this inside and see if he says it. The efshal anocha below agba.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? Efshal anocha. Isn't that the same as saying that there's no chiyuv misa for meleches hotzah with anocha if you don't have an akira, which is exactly what the Rava's point is. I couldn't care less if he could have done the akira in 50 different ways, but whatever way he did, that's the tchilas achiv, because that's the melacha of hotzah.
That's what the Rava says.
And I would think that's what Tosfos says. Because again, if you're going to read it efshal anocha below agba, then Tosfos is contradicting himself in the same breath, because efshal begreira. So how can Tosfos say efshal begreira and then at the same time say efshal anocha below agba? The word agba in Tosfos means akira.
Yeah, what he said, correct.
And that's exactly what the Ra'ah is saying.
No, wait.
And therefore the Iser, meaning the Tchilas Achiyuv, Masil B'Shas Agba. And that's what Tosfos points out, that if somebody else would do the Akira, he would not be Chayev, because Akira is an essential part of the Machayev. Well, let me just read inside, maybe there's something here that I'm missing. Well, which is the Tosfos? Hachanami? Is that the Tosfos?
Yeah.
It's a very short Tosfos. He says, listen, oh, I don't know. This is something totally different. This is not the right Tosfos.
What
he says? Oh, here's the afshagav. He says, "Achenami e efshal anocha below agba."
It's the other way around.
What does it mean, efshal anocha below agba?
There's no anocha.
Well, why does he need agba? All he needs is greira. I mean, that's what he says. He means that efshal anocha below agba means he can't be chayef melechas hotzah without an akira. That's what he means.
What he's saying
is exactly the Ra'ah. I don't see.
What he's saying is,
I'll go over it again. What time is it now? Is it almost time for mincha?
No, we got 2 minutes. Because there were 20 after that. But if you say...
That's why I said, is it almost time for mincha? I didn't say, is it time for mincha? I was very careful about my...
Hagbar is defined by the hanocha. If there was no such thing, you can't
have a chiyuv of hanocha without an akira. An akira is part of the chiyuv. That's what Tosfos wants to emphasize.
You can't say.
That's what he says. That if somebody else does it. Does he say that? If somebody else does it, was that his addition? Looks like it was
the first thing.
He says the Farish Tosfos. He says if oya acher osa akira loya mischayev hanocha.
Well, that's
always true. That's exactly the Ra'ah. I don't understand what he's making such a big deal of that. That's exactly the Ra'ah.
So, but what
the Ra'ah's whole point is that he's chayav for the anocha, or in this case for the agba, because the agba is the akira. That's what he's saying. If somebody else would do the agba, he would not be chayav, because that would be shnayim shasu.
So when he says here the chelek me'achiyu mita gam ken kuter tashlumim, chelek.
Just one second. Let me just see it. The chelek.
That's it. That's,
where is it? I'm sorry.
Part of this.
Is this at the end or at the beginning? In the middle? Where is
even
it?
If you go, you start,
Yosef, help me out. Where is it?
His chiyuv started at the time of Agba. because Hagbah was
well, I'm sorry, way of doing it. Can you point again, if you don't mind? I'm sorry.
This is the postcode.
Yeah. So where was the Chalik, something Chalik you said?
Oh, I'm reading it in here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I can't figure out whether he means that this is what the Ra'ah says, or this is what the Tosfos says.
Yeah, where is
it? That's a different Tosfos. It tells you, Dvei Masel Shakira.
Oh, you're looking at a different Tosfos? I got stuck on this Tosfos Hachanam. Maybe I was the wrong
paragraph. Go on before the Tosfos Dvei Masel Shakira.
No, I didn't get to that.
Yeah.
Yosef, you're already up to that paragraph? I'm sorry.
No, we're in this paragraph right
okay,
here.
Okay, so just point to Tosfos. You don't want to point to Tosfos? Is that, am I asking too much? I apologize.
I don't know what you want me to point at.
Whatever you think you're supposed to point at.
I'm not quoting Tosfos.
You're not interested in Tosfos.
This, Kuktadi Ved.
Okay.
When he says right here, Shalom Katvu Bi Pshitu Kirara.
Yeah.
But
that's exactly what Tosfos is saying.
Who's he quoting here? Is he quoting here the Ra'ah?
No. He's saying what he thinks Tosfos is saying, and I'm telling you that's not what Tosfos is saying.
That's
what I'm trying to point out.
That's where I got stuck.
He's telling me that Tosfos should have been saying X, and he's not saying X, but I'm telling you he is saying X. He's saying that the Hagbah as an Akira is part of the Chiyuvim. That's what he says.
Yeah.
So we'll Belinetta will try to pick
maybe
this up tomorrow. Maybe I'll be smarter tomorrow, but right now I don't see it in this Tosfos. I mean, I would say the Tosfos and the Ra'ah are on the same page. Now the Ra'ah goes a step further, which I don't know if Tosfos would or would not accept, and the Ra'ah is a second category of Akira Tzorach Hanocha. And that's called the Efshe Beloza. You know, that's not the case of Hagbah versus Grera. That's a case of Hachnasa Lepiv. I don't know what Tosfos would say about Hachnasa Lepiv. You know, that was the radical Chiddush of the Ra'ah. Does Tosfos buy into that or not? Does face it, which I can't. No, maybe that's the next Tosfos. I don't know.
It seems to me that Tosfos is saying, Pashit.
Okay.
That.